2006 was an unusually dry year across much of America, and in Texas, it was the driest, or one of the driest, on record. Farmers have watched their crops dry up, and residents have endured water restrictions. Statewide, agricultural losses are estimated at more than $4 billion. Sarah Bush of member station KUT in Austin reports.
Along the southern Gulf Coast near Corpus Christi, 8 grain silos rise up over Charles Ring's barn and office. Ring says the silos are pitifully empty.
Right now, we have corn in one bin, and we've got sorghum in another.
How much?
Well, about a third of normal.
Ring also lost 3/4 of his cotton crop. He managed that only because he irrigated nonstop from March until August, spending 3 times more money pumping water than on a normal year. Ring says he had to depend on insurance to bail him out.
We lost any sort of buffer we had financially that we'd built up over several years, and we're back to square one in that we can't stub our toe in the coming year.
Driving in his pickup truck, Ring surveys his fields. He says if it doesn't rain in the next 30 days, there will be no surface moisture to plant in February. He'll have to rely on insurance again, and he won't make any money in the coming year.
Now, it's raining a little bit right now.
Until I see water running down the middles, it's not going to be quite enough.
Ring isn't the only one in the area who took a hit. In San Patricio County, 86% of cotton and grain sorghum crops failed, and 40% of corn crops failed. And the effects extend beyond agriculture. Jeff Stopper is a county extension agent for San Patricio.
The industries like fertilizer dealer, cotton gins, grain elevators, aerial applicators, those kind of business were all significantly impacted because obviously, if there's not a crop, you know, there's not any business for them to take care of.
Stopper says the county will lose $60 million in income in 2006 because of the drought. The local feed store sits along the main street of Sinton, the county seat. Trey Williams stopped in for a purchase. He owns a fertilizer company.
I've been in the business 12 years, and this has probably been the hardest I've ever. I expected bad years, but it has been terrible.
William says his business will probably fold.
Ag will survive through it because of the insurance programs, government assistance, things like that. But the independent business people will not survive through this.
400 miles north in Plano, Lake Levan, the main reservoir, is only about 38% full. Jim Foster directs Plano's Public Works Department.
It's an issue that water conservation, while it was an important issue, was not a front burner issue. Now it's a front burner issue.
The Public Works Department has been strictly enforcing water restrictions. Foster says such aggressive measures have been unpopular, but effective. Consumption by residents and businesses is below what it was 6 years ago. He says tougher measures may be needed if the drought doesn't end soon. Foster, like a lot of Texans, is hoping relief may be in sight if predictions are correct for a wetter-than-normal winter. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Bush.